Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
So a couple of notes. Normally Tuesday is a heavy college football day for us, but not today. We've really moved the Tigers into the cockpit and went with them because last night was a wild sequence of being down 4-0 and the Twins being up 3-0 and both things flipping and talking about it. We're going to get to the Lions, but we've talked about the Tigers, right, Rico? It's unbelievable. That's the definition of unbelievable. Like, you can't make sense of it.
No.
And so let me offer you something. Well, no, this is good. You're going to like this. I have something for you that I also find unbelievable. Now, I know it's being reported as fact, but this is sports, and it's unbelievable. Would you believe the following, gentlemen? Arch Manning has run a faster speed than Tyreek Hill this season. Arch Manning on the read option touchdown ran 20.7 miles an hour. Tyreek Hill's top speed this season, 20.3.
I'm gonna give that a no, dog.
That is the Tiger playoff run in a stat. It's not believable, but it's real.
It can be real.
Pete Salmon being an ace pitcher.
Yeah, the Tigers thing was fun last night watching everything happen in real time.
This is
this?
Real?
I'm going to need some more
when
data.
When I think Manning, I think speed.
Okay.
I don't understand it. His uncles didn't run anything like this.
Right. 20.7, Tyreek 20.3.
Well, maybe he's fast. Maybe it was Cooper that was the speedster of the family.
It's the year of the mobile quarterback. Arch Manning, Jared Goff is now a mobile quarterback.
That's right. Hey, two games, two scrambles for first downs. Mobile Goff season.
Speed option.
Even Ben Johnson was feeling it, calling that speed option. Yeah.
You're right. Orgy, new Michigan quarterback.
And I heard
don't even try it.
And I heard he's even faster than Arch Manning.
How?
Well, he'll run 38 miles an hour.
How is that possible, Mike?
Because he plays for Michigan.
But damn, you know it. What? You'll never find it out because they're going to be airing the ball out.
That's right. David, some ticket texts. We'll get with the people.
Tyreek Hill.
I'm telling you.
The Manning speed gene skipped a generation, somebody says.
What's more believable, Arch Manning's top speed or the Tigers playoff run?
Well, there's a Tyreek Hill joke with the police officer on here. I don't know if I want to read that.
I don't think that's remotely appropriate.
Okay, Gus.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's exactly what it's saying
Leave
there.
Leave it alone.
Someone saying, where did he get the speed from? Is his father fast? Do we know this at all?
No.
He was a receiver, right?
His dad is Cooper, right?
Yeah, he was a receiver.
I'm going to have to go back and rewatch that run because, I mean, it was a nice run, but hey, speed.
Okay. 20.7 miles an hour. Tyreek, slowpoke Rodriguez, 20.3. I don't make the news. I just report it.
Well, it's not like colleges ever fudge numbers.
So. Remember when Antoine Randall-El was listed at 5'11 in the Indiana guide? Mm-hmm. Please, that was 5'7.
Well, I can also give you a speed number. So you know the 97-yard touchdown pass that the Vikings had Justin Jefferson?
Yes.
The referee that covered that play ran fastest 17 miles per hour to cover that play. A referee, not a player.
I saw the highlight, and I'm like, the Giants could use that guy. Yeah. He was flying.
Wow.
Flying.
He was.
17 miles per hour. So he's just like Manning.
I'm going to have to go back and rewatch that because you know.
Rico.
Just like Devin Funchess, who ran a 4.9 at the combine and 2 days later ran a 4.3 at Michigan.
Listen, I'm just giving you the news.
I know.
The reason is there are elements of sports that aren't believable or don't make sense. Arch Manning should not run faster than Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. The Tigers should not be doing what they're doing. They're doing it. F it. Arch Manning, fastest guy in the world. Well, Tigers, playoff team.
You know what? And maybe it's because I know you're not a big commercials guy, but Arch kind of takes a stray in that Dr. Pepper commercial when, you know, they're like, hey, call for backup. And it's Quinn Ewers. He's like, I don't need backup. I don't care if he's got come from a famous family. I don't need a backup. Like, okay, wow, that was a stray.
That's not bad. It isn't. Go ahead, David.
Lions need to tank in 2 years after winning the Super Bowl to take Arch.
No, Arch is mine.
But you have to wait 2 years.
It doesn't matter. I've waited 10. The Giants are an atrocity.
Understood.
Leave me alone. We're going to take Luther Burden with the first overall. No, I'm going to take Mason Graham. I want Mason Graham next to Dexter Lawrence. Then when we're 2-15, I'll draft Arch. And then the Mannings will be back in the Big Apple.
Wait. You don't want Shador?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know what to do with
it. No, look, you know, I'm not a big Colorado fan.
After what I saw with Carson Beck Saturday, I don't know if I want him either.
But I would take Shador if I were you.
All right, it's got to be a LeVar Ball situation. You got to keep Dad at home. I cannot have Deion at the practice facility.
I can't see Deion overstepping his
bounds. Not at all. Totally humble. Go ahead, David.
Someone says what was impressive about the referee was that he stopped on a dime and then started backpedaling without falling.
It was so impressive. Maybe the Lions call him up. Third wide receiver? Dude absolutely could be Khalif Raymond in a race.
Don't do this.
That ref was floating.
Let's not bring up the third wide receiver crowd. It ranks right up there with the Hendon Hooker crowd.
Well, someone wants to set up a race for Friday's show. Should do a race between Kenny and TJ Lang.
Honestly?
From Jason.
TJ might blow a hip out.
Yeah,
he might. TJ's really not in good working order right now. I think as long as Kenny's sober, I think Kenny could actually like.
I think if he blows a hip out, I think he still might win.
I was about to say, remember the last time there was a challenge like that? Rieger got embarrassed.
By who?
Jansen.
Well, Jansen's in much better physical condition.
But he was like, hey, he's got
before
this.
He lost the weight, I thought it was.
Before he lost the weight, and he had a limp. And Rieger runs every day, like 2-3 miles a day. And he was just popping off like, oh, they raced around the building. He got smoked.
The TJ issue would be he's always got so much of the, he's always got the Zin. So he's got so much nicotine coursing through his veins. He might be dizzy, could tip over, smack his head on the ground. That's not a good idea for Friday. Plus, TJ already comes in here and he's already sweating. What the hell is going to happen? We got the guy running laps outside. He walks in red-faced like a tomato. And you want this guy running around the building?
But all he did was open the door.
I can absolutely see TJ crashing through a wall like the Kool-Aid man. I wouldn't do that.
Tigers are more believable. The Mannings are built like bobbleheads. They're top heavy, too heavy to run fast.
Man, listen, I lived it with Eli. Him trying to scramble was one of the most painful things you'll ever see. Awful. Arch Manning. That's, wow. Arch Manning, 20.7 miles. Tyreek Hill's top speed this season, 20.3.
20? No way, it's 27.
20.7.
Oh, okay.
Woo. 27 miles an hour. I was about to say that. That speed's reserved for Alex Orji. I'm just waiting for that to emanate out of A squared. Who needs Usain Bolt? Oh, don't worry.
No. Here's a sad reality.
He throws like Usain Bolt.
You know the cabal is ready to write those articles.
There's a hint of truth in that. That's why I'm laughing. I'd like to say, come on.
They said Joe Milton was a combo of Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes. Never forget.
Oh, yeah.
248-539-9797.
70 yards from his knees.
That's right.
As I like to say, that means he's down already.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com. All right, let's get to the people. We're going to knock out these Tiger calls. We'll turn our attention to football. We got to talk a little Lions. I do have one college football note. I can't even blame Rico for this. I will blame Kenny's ancestors. This emanates from the deep south.
Thank you.
No, I'm
from
not.
From the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Okay, I'm not blaming you. I do blame Kenny's grandpappy. We'll get to it. Let's go to the people, though. Let's go to Phil, 97.1. Phil, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike and Rico, thank you for the calls. I wanted to pipe in on what you guys were talking about with Illich and Scott Harris. One, I think it's time to move on from the Torkelson experiment. It's time to move him out the way, get a big hitter in there. I was looking at Toronto's first baseman, and they need a good, solid starting pitcher. I just want to hear what you guys got to say about it. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, Phil, no problem. Listen, Vlad Guerrero Jr. signed through next season. They have shown no willingness to trade him. But if you get to the offseason, they haven't extended him, and you want to go all in, well, Vlad had quite a resurgent year. I'd absolutely be willing to pay the piper. Why? He's an all-star MVP caliber hitter, truly. Yeah. And, look, he's never going to be like a male model. All right, he's always going to be on the heavier side. He's very Prince Fielder in that regard. Mm-hmm. The dude can smash. Yeah. Now, as far as the winter goes, look, all I want is, if this doesn't mean the core is established, then what was it for? So, yes, it's incumbent upon Scott and Illich. Number one with a bullet, get Skubal signed.
Yes.
I do not want to do another year watching listeners fight each other and hosts fight each other. Pay the guy. Put it to bed. Two, need a corner infielder. Not sold on Jace Young. Sorry. He might be the future. He might not. Torque, I know where I'm at with it. He can stay and I can platoon him at DH and do some things. I'm getting a first baseman. It is time I get Riley Green and Colt Keith real insulation at the top of that order. Yeah. Now, free agent-wise, I think Christian Walker's a free agent. If that interests you, look, they need a lot of stuff. I Sweeney's been fun. Do I believe he's your everyday shortstop? No, I do not. Third, short, first. Those are the three biggest needs. You got to solve one of them with a boomer, with a big-time bat.
See, here's the thing for me. It's I kind of feel like Kenny when it comes to this because
scared.
I know where I'd like for them to go, but it's like the Lions. I want them to get another D lineman. They don't prioritize that. I would really love to be in the room to find out what's Scott's main priority in the offseason. That's why I'm like, I just want to enjoy this ride.
I know.
Because the offseason could depress me. Because I need to know where do you – because
don't
what you – like you said.
Negative vibes out there. Okay. They're going to spend. Why? Because I said so.
Okay.
Just let it breathe.
Let it play out.
No, I don't want to ruin – just
– and that's why I said I'm all about – where you are right now in the standings, when the season is over, I'll adjust the focus. But yes, the core is here. You cannot deny it. You promised you would add to it. We're going to hold you to your word.
Rico sounds like a kid. You promised.
You did.
Let's go to Nick. 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
You promised me, Matt Schaap. No, I'm just
right. Sorry. You promised me, Christian Walker. All right. Well, what's up, dude?
All right. Well, you know, last night, man, I got to tell you, when I was watching that game, I mean, this has been a great ride. I was watching that game last night, and when they loaded the bases and Bobby would hit that grand slam, I turned off the TV for a moment. I was disgusted. Like, well, that's it. And I saw the Twins were winning. I'm like, well, I might as well just go make myself dinner and do something else. And then my dad texts me like about like 10 or 20 minutes later. He's like, hey, the Tigers are only down 5-4. I'm like, wait, what? And I turned the TV back on. And I watch the rest of the time, and then they tie it up somehow. They take the lead, and then I'm just watching my phone, and all of a sudden I see Guardians score two runs in the eighth. I'm like, oh, my God, they're winning now. And they pulled it up. I mean, that Twins, they're panicking so bad. Rocco Baldelli and that team is panicking so badly right now. They cannot find a way to win. I mean, you know, I took your advice. I put the money that I've been killing it in the betting market. You know, I really appreciate the suggestion on the Alabama spread against Wisconsin. You know, that was easy $20, especially when Van Dyke dies on the field.
That was, I honestly, I don't think much of him as a player, but that's so sad. He waited his turn, he transfers, and it's just a non-contact gone. Awful.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I really think that they can get this done, you know. And, well, you know, I'll leave this stuff for the off season, but, you know, I like to bring up a story. So, like, this is going to be quick. But, you know, there was I don't know if you've heard this before. Back in 1967, there was the team was very upset with how Mayo Smith was the manager at the time. How he was managing the team. You know, they were upset that he wasn't getting on them enough. And they had a team meeting, and they were like, you know, we're going to win in spite of Mayo Smith. And then Eddie Matthews found out, who was a leader on the team, was like in his last 2 years of his career, and he was pissed, and he scolded them for it. That's what this team, and then, you know, the next year they won the World Series, obviously, you know the rest of the story. But this team, it feels like they're winning in spite of what Scott Harris didn't do. Now, I'll let that go, but it feels like, doesn't it feel like, though, that they're winning in spite of him not doing what he was supposed to do? Doesn't it feel like that?
Yes.
Because to me, it kind of does.
Well, and that's why I laughed, because I was running a few errands this morning, Nick, and it was, you know, Cookies was getting posted up by a couple of 90-year-olds. Oh, you have to apologize to Scott Harris. For what? Giving A.J. Hinch, Henry Herter, Pete Salmon? Like, I'm sorry. Oh, you're right. Because we sold off the dead body of Mark Canha. Like, no. They're winning in spite of what it was supposed to be. Now, I think A.J. Hinch deserves consideration for Manager of the Year.
Absolutely.
But no, the offseason stuff, I'm with Rico on this. I don't want to talk about it. I just am not going to put negative vibes out there, because Scott said, hey, once the core's here, we'll spend. Well, the core's here.
Yeah.
Because you can't look at this and go, the core's not here. Come on.
Yeah, here's the thing, because I agree with the caller, because remember, all of a sudden it was, you know what, we're going to kind of dial back Scooble, and they kind of set you up for, we're just going into coast mode until the end of the season.
And then a weird thing happened.
You started winning.
And these guys together, young players, everyone, look, some guys on this team, like, I know it's not insulting to say it, there are plenty of guys on this team fighting for a professional life in the league. You know, Colt Keith, Riley Green, maybe a Kerry Carpenter. There are very few guys on this team that are like made men, that are everyday guys. You got a lot, like, dude, a guy like Sweeney, you're fighting for your life. Mm-hmm. This entire pitching staff, not named Scooble and Montero, you're fighting for your life.
Is it fair to say that Torque, I don't want to go back to Toledo? I want to be up here. I like being in Detroit.
Sure. Not mad about it
at all. I know what high expectations that I have to live up to.
Yep. No, but that's the whole point. These guys all are, they don't have to listen to any narratives. They're writing their own story. And look, just like it doesn't make sense that Arch Manning is faster than Tyreek Hill, apparently. What do you want me to do? You just roll with it.
Well, everything's better in Texas.
No, you watching that video of Arch Manning is the funniest damn thing. You're like, it still doesn't look that fast. I'm like, dude, he was wearing one of those GPS things.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, normally somebody running that fast, you see them, it's like, he's just kind of trotting down the field.
He's graceful.
He's Usain Bolt. He's not even finishing the race.
Wow. Graceful? What are we doing?
Listen, not everyone can be Alex Orji.
You're right.
Let's go to Mike on a cell, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, brother?
Hey, guys. Love the topic. Love the show. And you guys hit the nail on the head. It is like the Lions. We are always wanting to tinker and add that piece. When Rico was like, I wish they could just go out and focus on that D-line a little bit, I couldn't agree more. But you've had Scott Harris on this station, and I've listened to multiple interviews with that guy. There is nothing in that guy's tone or voice or approach that says that he's going to succumb to any external pressure about waiting for these guys or feel any kind of pressure about signing guys in the offseason. It would not surprise me one iota for him to come back with the exact same line. And I think a lot of it has to do with chemistry. They look at it and they say, we don't want to mess with the team chemistry. We don't want to mess with, and I get it. But at the end of the day, don't be surprised, guys. Do not be surprised. I've listened to many men speak over my 50 years, and I can tell you from that guy's tone,
I know,
there's nothing that says he's going to feel the pressure about saying, yep, I've got to go out and get this guy, or it's time for me to go out and spend.
So let me ask you a question. Let's spin this another way. So now, okay, that's your predictive statement. If Mike on a cell has his druthers, do you believe they should, that this run, no matter how it ends up, the proof's in the pudding, it's time. Do you believe that?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. I'd have to take a long, about 10 years ago, I could have told you that they were going to sign who they were going to sign, right? Like 2 years out. In the free agent class that they've got coming up, I don't know that there is a perfect fit. So it wouldn't surprise me, and that's why I say that. I can look and say, you know what, when they signed Zimmerman, I knew 2 years before they signed Zimmerman that that's the pitcher they were going to go sign. Right now, looking at it, it is very tough to predict. I would say, man, you know what, you're right. They do need corner help, absolutely. But again, he might look at it and say, do we really know what we have? Do we really know from this new crop of guys? So don't be surprised if it gets put off another year. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying you're hurting my feelings.
I don't mean to hurt your
feelings. No, Mike, I'm kidding.
I'm not at all, Mike,
and I appreciate the call, but yeah, I'm just not listening.
No. Mike is probably going to end up being right.
I know.
I'm going to end up being frustrated because I felt this year like they could contend for the Central. And if you think my tone will change next year, you're crazy. But, like, there's no scenario I'm going to be $65 million below league average. I feel like I win the division. Let's roll.
I'm just not listening.
Okay.
I'm with you, Rico. La, 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 la. Hands in my – I don't want to hear it.
I'm like, what? Huh? What did he say? Is he off the – Mike, you there?
I just – listen.
It's just going to depress me and make me angry. And I'm having fun today. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
We, you know what? We are on – to the next pitch.
Okay.
They can do this. I don't know why, but they can do this.
Okay.
So.
I will not bring up things I want to see happen. Guys, you do remember this too. There's the world as we see it and the things we want.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the world as it is. I understand those are two distinctly different things. The only thing I was trying to establish is, for a guy like Kenny who's scared to be hurt again, don't be. You've already won. This team playing good ball and even being remotely relevant is showing you, all right, you said if the core was here. So let's say this. Meadows is hitting, and we know his value defensively. All right, peace. Riley Green, peace. Elite facial hair, peace. Cole Keith, peace. Right? Kerry Bonds, it's a peace.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a few players. Now, pitching staff. Scooble, clearly.
Yes.
Now, got to pay him. Peace. Montero is showing himself. Peace.
Yeah.
That's a peace. Reese Olson, peace.
Yeah.
Look, if I got seven or eight guys in a clubhouse, my core is here.
You're missing one. Lock him up for as long as you can. Chris Fetter.
That's partial ownership in the line, 100%.
Because here's the thing.
LED roof.
He can just take any pitcher
and turn
him into something.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Won't be surprised you get Jimmy Powers closing the game tonight. I mean, they're bringing guys out of this bullpen. Don't know who they are. Where's that guy from? California Penal League. Football. And then we'll do a little. I got a couple notes for you. 97-1. All right, we're going to turn our attention to the Lions at 5 o'clock. We have done basically the whole show. Tigers playoff push, giving you the odds versus the standings. And look, Rico and I believe in the standings. You've got a much better shot than what Fangraphs has given you. And last night was a wild sequence of about 40 minutes in real time.
Yeah.
Of it going, uh-oh, to WTF. So I want to just bring this up before we go Lions. And I don't blame Rico for this. This is not Rico. I blame him for a lot in college football, but not this. Did you guys see the news about what Tennessee is doing with their tickets? There is now a talent fee being attached to your tickets. They are boosting the prices of tickets by 10%, I believe is what I read.
Yes.
And that talent fee is in preparation for the revenue sharing with the players where your talent tax goes to pay for the NIL. I will put it in terms that some of you will understand because I don't understand why people support this. It is the equivalent of the Lions saying, we paid Jared Goff a lot of money. There's a Goff tax on your tickets so we can pay for Jared Goff.
Right there.
That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Now, I will say this. Here's where I could make more sense of it. Look, Tennessee's athletic budget is roughly $200 million a year. Here's an idea you pay for. But we've seen this week, please don't yell at me. Can I ask you that, Rico? Please do not yell at me.
Here, let me turn the mic.
No, it's not about that. I just don't want you yelling at me. You need to hear me on this.
The floor is yours.
I am not going to yell about Michigan State. I'm just saying we have seen this week what I've been asking State to do for a decade. Other schools are now actually doing. Missouri getting a $250 million approval for a complete stadium renovation. Florida talking about redoing the swamp. Real stadium upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
Now, If you asked me and said, look, we're going to raise the price of a ticket $20 and you're going to get benefits, but these tickets over a 10-year period, look, if you raised 70,000 tickets, look at Tennessee. What is it, 105?
Yes, they're right up there with the big house.
Call it 100,000 flat. And you go $20 a ticket. All right, there's $2 million a gate. Times 7 home games, that's $14 million a year. Times a decade is $140 million. And even if we go conservative investment, I can turn that $140 million into $200 million in a decade. You know what that is? A stadium renovation. Mm-hmm. Now, if you told me that, where MSU wouldn't have grown adults bleeping in troughs, and we wouldn't have taquitos that have been on a hot roller since 87 when Bob Kula played for the school, you know what? I'd actually contribute to that. Seats, not benches. A plaza, not gas pumps and bus stations. I'm asking you, would you, isn't that a better way to convince your fans to do something than pay our players for us?
Yeah, because you take ownership because it's your stadium.
It'll put your name on your seat.
Right, because
if you make a 10-year commitment with your tickets, you will carve Kenny's face in your seat.
Because here's the difference. Because if you're putting it to the NIL, you're not keeping that player. If the player leaves, it's like, okay, right. What did I just pay for?
Sign Simeon Barrow.
The stadium is not going anywhere.
And the stadium is more special ownership to you than mercenaries.
You take ownership. Now,
do me a favor. Take it to Allen.
Who's to say it? I already has it.
Nah, you're a liar. You're just flirting. That's not real. Listen.
Okay, first of all, there's new menu items.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bill Beekman's artisanal pretzel is back.
Past that. The seats, they're starting to replace them with actual, like, cushy seats.
Between the end zones should be all seats. End zones and students. The students can deal with it. They should stand all game.
Yeah.
Should be benches. So, but the stadium capacity should be brought down to 65,000.
I don't know what number, but yeah, it is being reduced.
It has to. So, because here's the deal. And again, this is just my view on sports in general. Look, you cannot have collegiate stadiums in bad weather environments that are 10, 15, 20,000 seats bigger than the NFL. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
It's a new
that damage. Era is gone. Yeah. And that's okay. So let's make it a kick-ass. Let me ask you a question. Kentucky. No one's going to mistake Kroger Field as a pantheon of college football. But did that not feel like an electric environment with Georgia in town on Saturday night?
Yeah.
Dude, that's like 58,000. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Ford Field is a wonderful place. How big is Ford Field? Is it 90? Is it 80? Is it 75?
I think it's 60.
Thank you. So my point is, and you know what? I even want to show you I'm willing to work with you in a bipartisan manner. I'd like Rico Beard to have his Husky Stadium overhang so he's not in the sun or the rain or the elements. We just build little retractable awnings like people have off their RV.
Yeah. But see, at the time, that's when it was just stadium wars and who can have the biggest stadium.
I know.
Now people are reducing the size. I will say this, Mike.
Uh-oh.
No.
Here comes the deflation, David.
No, it's actually not.
Okay, let me hear it.
Everything that you're saying.
Don't do it. Don't. Wait for him to speak first.
Everything you're saying are things being discussed. Just so you know.
Well, let me help them.
But. It's difficult. See, here's why Tennessee can do that.
They're winning. And they're Tennessee. They don't
now,
have
Michigan State
else.
Had a window where they could have done that, and people would have said, all right, I'm in.
No, they just F tailgaters and jack the prices.
Exactly. Couldn't handle success. Now, you can't really go out there and ask, okay, you may not make a bowl game, but would you like to pay for this
brand new
stadium?
What I don't understand is we've got 4 billionaire alums. We can't get a stadium done. All we need, Oklahoma State had one hill jack named Boone T. Pickens. We have 4 billionaires plus Magic Johnson. Where the hell is our stadium?
Well, 1 billionaire is building a brand new athletic complex. I mean.
I don't care.
No, I'm saying that's where he dropped, I think, $30 million, and it's a whole new complex.
That guy loses $30 million in his toilet in the morning.
Well, here's what's crazy, and I'm going to give you a quote here from the Arkansas athletic director who basically spoke. He says, if we can get 10,000 households across the state of Arkansas to give $100 a month all year long, we would be in the NIL game for football. It's that simple. We can't say the Tysons, the Waltons, the Stevens, the Hunts. Hey, they'll take care of it because they're not. Well, why not? Because, why aren't the rich alums taking care of things?
Because, David, Charles Barkley put it best. It becomes donor fatigue. You keep, David, imagine, just imagine that they keep coming to you to pay for players, to pay for, we want to fire the coach. We want to do this. Hey, can you scratch us another check? After a while, you're not taking those phone calls. Mike, you will see a 517 number. Nope, not dealing with that
today. Oh, I did that with the Alumni Association for a decade. So then they finally stopped calling me.
He's actually right. Instead of
give it to the fans. No, let them be the.
Not the fans, but instead of, I would say, instead of always going after the big four billionaires, maybe you go after the 300 millionaires and you go after them instead of the same four guys all the time. Because after a while, I don't want to take your phone calls anymore. You promised me that this kid was going to be sliced bread and he stinks and he's moved on.
I just, David, I can't escape it. And it's the little stuff. And Rico always makes fun of me and rightfully so. But the little things are microcosms of the bigger problems. Like, I get so upset when I look at Michigan, when I look at Spartan Stadium and it's that dull ass concrete. Or the team's coming out of the tunnel and I'm like, wait, is that a golf cart and a ladder on the wall? Meanwhile, other schools are coming out and it's pyrotechnics, the In Living Color dancers, and like a live elephant. And you're like, this does not compute. Why does Virginia Tech have cooler stuff than us? Who cares about VTech?
I actually recorded the intro for you. It's nice.
What about
like
the wraparound video board?
David. Let's check those out-of-town scores. They're giving you scores from last week. 248-539-9797.
No yelling.
No. You understand to me. It's like, you see what's coming. Mm-hmm. And I want my school to be proactive, not reactive. Because I do believe getting left behind is going to happen quicker than people realize.
No, I'm right there with you 100%, Mike.
You want to know why I don't go to games? Look at that place.
They have to win. But since you have not been there, they have made improvements.
Listen, I am leaving the window open to taking you to a game.
But I'm already there.
No, not that way. Like an adult. You walk around shaking your ass with your man bag, invading tailgates and stuff, and standing around. No. I'm going to get you in proper seating. We're gonna be the two old Muppets, the old men at the opera.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to hear you're just saying.
I was in the president's suite.
This guy's sitting on a bench. He's setting up cookies to look like an idiot. No, we're not playing that game.
David, I was in the president's suite. What do you want me to say?
We'll talk Lions next, 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.